chapter 106. What shall a person say or do when he eats but is not satiated? It's not filled. And Wahshi ibn Harb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna ashab rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qalu, ya rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna na'kulu wa la nashba'u. Qala, fala'allakum taftariqun. Qalu, na'am. Qala, fajtami'u ala ta'amikum. وَذُكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ يُبَارَكُ لَكُمْ فِيهِ رَوَهُ دَوْلِ. فِي قَوْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَسْلَقُ. Wahshi ibn Harb radiallahu anhu is the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, we eat but are not filled, satiated. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is possible maybe that you are eating separately. They replied, yes. He said, combine your food, eat together. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blessings will be placed in your food. Wahshi ibn Harb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we eat but not satiated. We are not satiated. He said, it is possible that you're eating separately. They replied, yes. He said, combine your food or eat together, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and blessings will be placed in your food. Fihi qawluhu alayhi salam, this saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa qul mimma yaleek, eat that which is in front of you. To Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anhu, his son, who's in the care of Rasulullah, some of the hadiths we just read recently. So here, the reasons why there's no barakat in your food, you're eating separately. Maybe you're not taking the name of Allah. And fi wasti ta'am, in the middle of the food, blessings descend. So you know, even at home, sometimes the children or the wife or somebody, whoever puts the spoon right into the middle of the rice bowl or whatever, take out. No, don't do that. Always take from the side. And always eat in a manner that the last in your plate too, the last portion, keep the middle portion there. So the barakah keeps descending. So this is why Imam Nawawi rahmullah said, fi qawli alayhi salam, wa qul mimma yaleek, eat that which is in front of you. Maybe doing istidlal, and maybe taking that into consideration, fi wasti ta'am, the barakah descends, the barakah comes down in the middle of the food. So these are some things that you have to do. Today, everybody eats separately. Afternoon lunch, we're probably in work, somebody's at college, somebody's there. Now everybody's in lockdown, alhamdulillah. So there's also some blessings in there. But people are separate. But at least dinner, everybody in the family should eat together. And sahabas, they used to eat one big plate like this, one big sahan. Like, you know how we have the sahan, that like that. So if we can't eat like that, at least eat together. You know, husband, wife, children, everybody should eat at least one meal together and say bismillah. If one person says it loudly, everybody is reminded. And eat in front of you. Don't take out food from the middle of the pot. Leave the middle of the thing for blessings. So these are also lick your fingers, lick, because there's particles on the end of your fingernails which give barakah in your digesting system. So there's all these sunnahs. If you forsake sunnah, there's going to be barakah everything. There's no barakah in dunya and akhirah. So don't forsake the sunnah. Allah enable us to act upon the sunnah. Allah give us barakah in everything.